Thank you. So Lyme disease is an emerging disease in Michigan, which makes it somewhat unique. Over the past last decade or so, the ticks carrying the bacteria have been moving eastward and up the Lower Peninsula. To assess the healthcare provider experience with this disease, a CAP survey was done in 2013 by the Health Department, and I'd just like to share a few results from that survey. When asked about which diagnostic tests would you use for a patient with disseminated Lyme disease symptoms, almost 40% answered the question incorrectly. 55% did not know how long a tick must be attached to transmit Lyme disease, and 62% knew which treatment is recommended, which means almost 40% did not know. One physician said, "I see now that I need to learn more about Lyme disease." There was an obvious need for some healthcare provider education, so we decided to make a toolkit. The toolkit is web-based. There are four main components. There's a website, an on-demand 30-minute webinar with free CME credits, printed materials available through an order form, and information about tick submission kits. This is a screenshot of the website. It has this tab style, and it's broken down by epi, diagnosis, prevention, etc. Methods to share the toolkit included email, presentation at conferences, and hospital newsletters. I evaluated the website by looking at the number of hits the page was getting and then doing a questionnaire with people who were using the website. And to get the CME credit for the webinar, one had to take a pre-test and then a post-test and then pass the post-test with 70% or more answered correctly. A second post-test was then administered to those who completed the webinar an X time frame after they completed. The website and webinar went live on July 6, 2015, and as of December 31st, the website had received over 400 hits. As of I have updated the following results through May 11th, and the abstract is through December 31st. There were 71 unique users who registered for the webinar, and most of the participants were nurses, local health department folks, and physicians. Most of the participants came from the lower half of the Lower Peninsula in Michigan, which is where most of the population is. And most registered when the webinar first became available, and then registrations increased again this spring. Of the 71 people who registered for the webinar, 41 completed the webinar for CME credit. The mean pretest score was 4.4, and the mean post-test score was 6.8, and these were out of 8 points. This is a 30% increase between pre- and post-test scores. I did a student's t-test to compare the mean scores and found that there was a statistical difference between the pre and post. I'd just like to share a few comparisons between pre- and post-test questions. So prior to the webinar, 43% knew the percentage of cases that present with an EM rash. And then after watching the webinar, it increased drastically to 92%. And so this shows a really great improvement. Some questions showed less of an improvement. For example, this question about Lyme disease testing, 50% were correct in the pretest and 62% were right in the post-test. To see retention of knowledge, a second post-test was administered, and when asked about prophylaxis in the pre-test, 28% were right, and after the webinar, 60% were correct, and then after a longer time frame, it went decreased by a lot, and only 11% were right. Overall, people seemed to think the webinar was very useful, and the Lyme disease website was easy to navigate. There were many challenges along the way. A few include best way to reach healthcare providers, enticing healthcare providers to participate, funding for CME, which we actually got some money from CDC to do, and then working with a health system. I think overall we were kind of disappointed with the uptake of the webinar. Healthcare providers are an important audience to target for Lyme disease education, and I think we did demonstrate a significant increase in Lyme disease knowledge in webinar users, and this is encouraging in terms of program evaluation, as we can infer that the webinar information was useful and improved knowledge of this particular public health topic. And just an acknowledgement to my fellowship funding that I did at the Michigan Health Department and then the Vector-Borne team in Michigan. Thank you.